I'm Bill Whitley.
And I'm Steve Wilmer.
And this is the May episode of your Agency Ideas and Inspiration Digital Magazine.
Your source for ideas, inspiration, and strategies that's going to help you grow your agency. Now, Bill, since it's May, I think about grilling out. And my question for our listeners is this: is your agency cooking? And by that, I mean, is your agency humming right along?
You know, Steve, there's an old saying, you're cooking with gas now.
You know what, Bill? There's a lot of agencies out there that are simply in survival mode. They are not cooking with gas, as you say. They're cooking over like a small flame or dead coals, and they're starting to die out.
But Steve, even the ones that are in survival mode want to know how to turn up the heat and start cooking with gas.
Well, it's a good thing they logged in and they're listening, because I've got good news. That's exactly what we're going to teach in this episode.
Sounds good to me.
So put your seatbelts on. Click, click. Here we go.
For our In the Trenches segment, I am so excited to welcome team member Buddy Shaw. Now, he's an agent aspirant who works for the Justin Cook Agency. And Buddy manages Justin's Galesburg, Illinois office. And he averages about 65 to 75 apps per month. And last year, Buddy issued 68 life apps with 50,000 in premium. So congratulations, Buddy. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to be here.
So, Buddy, my first question is, tell us, how'd you do it? I mean, how do you average 65 to 70 apps per month? How did you do 68 life, issue 68 life? How do you do it?
Yeah, and honestly, it's really, it goes down to the basics with extreme tracking and extreme consistency. Realistically, you got to have a set process that you do. And when you get good at it and it's repeatable, you know, the apps kind of come on their own, as well as, you know, we definitely care about our clients. So we want to do what's best for them.
Very good. So tracking, consistency, getting good at the process, and then just doing it over and over and over. Tell us more about your process.
Yeah, so our process, realistically, we have a lot of different things. So we heavily use ECRM for, you know, PNC and life and health. So realistically, we create opportunities, we create tasks, and we have a consistent process we built for follow-up. So we never drop a lead. And on the, as far as the life insurance side goes, realistically, we are reaching out to all of our in-book, as well as using the SWAT CPR training to pivot to life insurance on every raw new acquisition. And so by doing that and having some accountability and a lot of support from the agent here in the office, it allows us to kind of open our minds and, you know, go beyond what people would think would be, you know, adequate.
Got it. Excellent. So one of the key processes is ECRM. And you're tracking the opportunities and the tasks. I love the fact you said we never drop a lead. And if we're working on an in-book lead, we're using the CPR program that you learned at SWAT, and you're pivoting to life and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Fantastic. Now, the second question I wanted to ask is, are there any specific habits that you've developed that allows you to maintain that level of production?
Yes. So daily habits is something that is huge with the Justin Cook Insurance Agency. And so realistically, every morning, you know, I wake up at 4 a.m. every single morning. Wake up at 4 a.m. I got a little one at home. So, you know, I'll help feed him, change him, and then I head to the gym. When I get done at the gym, I go home, I get showered, you know, say goodbye to the wife and kid, and I go into the office. Every day I show up an hour and a half early. So I'm usually between 7 and 7:15 every single day. The office opens at 9. And so that allows me to get some of those non-money-making activities out of the way before the day actually starts. And so then I'm completely focused on sales and production throughout the day. And here at the Justin Cook Agency, we also meet as a team every single day at 8:30 to discuss role plays, previous production, what we're struggling in. And that activity and that communication creates a successful environment, which ultimately motivates us to be better.
Wow. Very cool. Congratulations on that. You're a heck of a guy. So up at four, helping with the little guy. And there are a little gal. I didn't ask if he was a boy. Is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy.
And what's his name?
His name's William Lane.
William Lane. Very good. So you're up at four, helping with William. Then you're in the gym. Then you're cleaned up, showered up, and you get in the office an hour and a half early. And then you guys are, it allows you to do all the non-money. So all your kind of administrative work, I guess you'd say. You do that in that first hour and 15 minutes. And then 8:30, you guys are role-playing. 9 o'clock, I guess the office is open and you're going to work with your money-making activities.
Yes.
Way to go, buddy. Let me ask a deeper question. That takes tremendous drive to get up at four and do everything you're doing. What keeps you going? I mean, how do you maintain that level of drive?
Yeah. And so at first it was a lot of support from Justin. I mean, realistically, he is involved in our lives on a daily basis, asking us how we're doing, not only professionally, but personally, you know, are we taking care of ourselves? Are we taking care of our family? And then after a while, you know, it becomes a habit. And so when it becomes a habit, it becomes easier. So not only are you driven, but also you're, you know, humans as a whole are habit oriented. When we get into a rhythm, you know, you consistently do it or your whole day's off. And so realistically, with the support from the top down, it's created an atmosphere that, you know, really tries to create excellence in our office, which makes it easy to adapt to, you know, that kind of lifestyle and that kind of commitment.
Excellent. Way to go. So really, I love it. It starts with support from the agent. He wants to make sure that you guys are doing well in your personal life and your professional life. And he's helping you develop habits. And then he's really creating an atmosphere that drives that kind of excellence.
Exactly.
Love it. Love it. Okay. My next question is, are there any specific tools that you use that allow you to maintain that level of production?
Yeah. And honestly, so the first time we were, you know, brought to our attention with the Your World was actually the Kirk Fuqua SWAT training. You know, he brought you in and it kind of sold us on the idea, because we have, you know, a simple conversation that was supposed to help, but the Your World creates a visual process that allows the clients to, you know, pick and choose not only what they need, but what they understand, and allows us to dig deeper. And so a big part of our office is actually separating ourselves from the competition. And when we got into the Your World, which we use heavily, it actually made it simple. No other company, you know, no other process in our area is using such an in-depth process. And so realistically, as we use it, not only are we caring more, but our process sets us aside just by doing what we're supposed to do. And so the Your World is a big one. CPR is another big one on all raw new business. As we get consistent and successful in that from the Kirk Fuqua SWAT training, it kind of created a, like I said, a repeatable and a teachable process. So as we bring in new team members, there's less transition of, hey, I'm not sure what to do. It's clearly written out. There's a lot of training videos on the Your World, which makes us successful. And the last thing that really we used that we saw a lot of success last year was actually the Randy Thompson Stairs and Buckets video. It's specifically oriented around life insurance to explain the difference between permanent and temporary insurance and allow them to pick and choose. So we're not selling out of our pocket by assuming that they can't afford the type of insurance that they need. And so once again, like the Your World is very visual. We don't actually have to teach them a whole lot. We just have to show them the video, and it creates kind of a almost like an awe moment when it finally gets to the point of what it's trying to get across. And so those are really the three tools that we use to be successful.
Fantastic. I love it. Those are all three such great tools. And I got to see Randy Thompson speak at the, it was called Full House Study Group. And I saw his video, The Stairs and Buckets. And you're right, it was so visual, so easy to understand. And I love it. It was kind of like coming from a third party. This was not you, the agent, sort of pitching them on why one's better than the other. It's like this neutral, you know, hey, here's what the research shows kind of a thing. So I thought that was super powerful. And I'm also delighted to hear your comment about Your World and the visual. There's just so many people that don't understand insurance and financial services. And when you make it simple and visual and easy to understand, they say, thank you. They'll ask for the copy. They'll buy more from you. So I'm thrilled to hear you say that. So way to go. How many Your Worlds do you do personally? You're managing his Galesburg office. How many do you think you do per week?
I would say on right at the beginning of the year when we're fast, you know, moving, trying to meet our goals, you know, and get a good start, we're probably running about 15 a week.
Wow.
And then realistically, when it gets down to the point to where we're trying to maintain, build for next year, start setting our new goals, we're probably still running between eight and 8 a week at that point. So So we do heavily use this. We've 100% bought into the your world because it takes from telling somebody they need something to really a story-based visual presentation that allows them to buy into the products that you're trying to sell or the solutions you're trying to provide. And so really we're running between 8 to 15, depending on what time of year it is.
Fantastic. So I'm going to estimate, and how many do you do personally? Are you doing all 15 yourself or you have other team members doing them as well?
No, in the Galesburg office, we're very small. So we usually have on staff, we usually have one service, myself, and one sales intern. So in the Galesburg office, those would be 100% ran by me.
Wow. So I bet you, you know, if you do 15 a week all year long, that's 750. And you said it later in the year, you might drop down to 8 to 10, but you got to be doing, I would say 500, maybe 600 your worlds per year by yourself.
Yeah. I would say that's a pretty accurate number. And I would also say that with this process, realistically, the umbrellas and the life insurance, specifically those two categories, our production has increased substantially just based on those conversations. And so not only are we using the stairs and buckets with existing customers and the your world, but we're also using it on new customers in order to, you know, once again, differentiate ourselves and make sure their families are protected properly.
Yeah. Fantastic. I tell you, buddy, this has been such a great interview. I can't tell you much. I appreciate you. Just a couple last quick little questions. One is there anything, and you've mentioned a couple things already, but is there anything your agent has done for you that allows you to maintain that level of production?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that, you know, with any other agent, realistically, at least in my opinion, Justin does a great job at first at motivating us to be a better person. So every morning, you know, when I'm up at 4, you know, he's up at 4 or 5. And by the time that I get to the workout, he's actually sending me motivational and educational videos 5 times a week. Hmm. And so realistically, those are meant to get our mind right, to set our tone for the rest of the day. And then also on top of that, he's also provided, obviously, the SWAT training. We've been to the Steve Wilmer Life Boot Camp down in, I think it was in Pekin. And then also he's given us 2 books to read, Money, Wealth, and Life Insurance, which we use quite frequently to sell larger premium life cases. And then also The Energy Bus was a great book that he provided to us. So really it's more of an educational and a mentorship that he brings, but also the high expectations he has in his office push us to be a better producer as well.
Fantastic. Oh, I tell you, buddy, way to go. Last quick little question. Is there anything that I did not ask you that you'd like to share with our mastermind members?
Yeah, the biggest thing is you got to have fun with what you do. You have to believe in the processes you have. And one last thing I'll share, you know, Justin and the other team members of myself in the office, we play a baseball game every week. So at the beginning of the week, we start with 0 runs, and every line of business we write counts as a runner. And if we score 15 runs in a week, Justin will buy us dinner or give us a little cash bonus at the end of the week. So not only does it create a fun environment where we're constantly communicating throughout the day, but it also allows us to kind of buy into a deeper process and get a little bit of a prize to stay motivated. And so all of that cannot be done without a great leader and realistically great team members to, you know, take that leadership and run with it.
Oh, I love it. You know, I've heard it referred to as gamification. When you take just the simple things that you're doing and turn it into a game. As humans, we all just inherently love games. We like to compete. We like to keep score. And so way to go. What a powerful way to create a great culture. I'm thrilled to hear about that. Buddy, listen, this has been a great interview. I know our mastermind members are going to really enjoy hearing it. So thank you so much. And please let me know if I can return the favor in any way.
Absolutely, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
For our motivational minute, here's Steve Wilmer.
You know what, Bill? This was one of my favorite In the Trenches interview that you did with Buddy. And I know that he's cooking with gas over there at Justin Cook's agency. You know, Buddy says something, guys, that is so important. He talked about a few different things, but the one thing that stuck out to me, his success comes from tracking and consistency. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to team members and I've asked them about their production. And what it really comes down to is this: they have no consistency. You see, consistency, that's the key to success. It's not what you do every now and again that's going to make you guys successful. It's going to be what you consistently do. Consistent action, that's what creates your consistent results. I know, Bill, that you've talked to agents plenty of time. They were having success, and then for some reason, they weren't consistent. They went away from it. Sometimes they'd even say, man, it was working so well, I stopped doing it. What sense does that make, guys? You've got to be consistent team members. So if you have a Your World conversation, if you have the life insurance conversation, and it doesn't work today, you got to do it tomorrow. Doesn't work tomorrow, you've got to do it the next day. You must be consistent. Success does not come from what you do occasionally. You must be consistent with it. How about this? This is going to blow your mind. Do you realize that consistency is more important than perfection? You're trying to perfect the Your World conversation. You're trying to perfect the word tracks. You're trying to perfect the life insurance conversation. All you have to do is be consistent with it from one customer to the next. And I guarantee you it's going to work. You've got to understand, guys, that consistency is essential and nothing is achieved without it. Okay? So it's not what we do every once in a while that shapes our lives. You've got to do it over and over and over again. You've got to be consistent. One of my favorite quotes, write this down, look it up. As a matter of fact, put it somewhere on your desk. One of my favorite quotes when it comes to consistency is this. Hello, my name is Consistency. I am related to success. We should hang out more than every once in a while. If you're looking for success in your agency, it is going to come from you being consistent, not being perfect.
Oh, Steve, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Okay, our next segment is Now What Do I Say? So, Steve, we have a question that comes from Amanda. And her question is, when she asks about life insurance, she says several people have said to her, I don't need to worry about life insurance. God is going to take care of me. So, Steve, how would you answer that question?
You know, Bill, I've heard that question several times. And so when someone ever invokes God with me or scripture or the Bible, if they invoke it, I let them know right off the bat, I'm a believer as well. And then I also begin to talk to them just a little bit, not a lot, but I also begin to talk to them just a little bit about their beliefs and what they're believing. Of course, one of my favorite stories I love to tell is about the man who was over in New Orleans during the Katrina flood. And the floodwaters were rising. And what happened is the police came along and they said, sir, you got to get in the police cars with us. You got to leave with us. The floods are going to rise. And he responds, nope, I'm okay. God's going to take care of me. So the police officers leave. And then maybe a couple of hours later, the floodwaters is up to his waist. And they come by in a boat and they're like, sir, you got to get in the boat with us right now. The floodwaters are going to continue to rise. And he says, nope, that's okay. God's going to take care of me. Couple of hours later, this guy's up on his roof. The floodwaters have risen all the way to the roof, and they come by in a helicopter, and they're like, sir, get in the helicopter. And he's like, nope, that's okay. God's going to take care of me. And so the floodwaters keep rising, and he dies. And of course, because he's a believer, he goes to heaven, and he's standing there in front of God, and he's like, Lord, you said that you would never leave me nor forsake me, but yet you let me die. Why? And God responds to him, I sent a car, a boat, and a helicopter by, and you would not get in. So I'll tell that story to them, and of course, they'll laugh. They'll get a chuckle, because what they're really understanding is this. God works through people. God sends people to help his people. And so then I'll ask a very simple question like this. So how do you know God did not send you here today to speak to me so I can help you take care of your family? There's also a scripture in the Bible. It's 1 Timothy 5:8, and it reads, anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So what you're trying to get through to them, you are not trying to challenge their belief. You are not trying to challenge their faith. What you're simply trying to do is show them that if they truly believe in God, if they truly believe that He's going to provide a way, God always uses people.
Steve, thanks so much.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you.
For our Advice from an Expert segment, I'm so excited to have Tom Hegna back with us today. Now, Tom is a retirement planning expert. He's the author of 5 books on the topic. He speaks all over the country and teaches advisors how to help their clients have a fuller retirement. So, Tom, thanks so much for being back with us again today.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be with you.
So, Tom, I know I've heard you talk about people who live a just-in-case retirement, and they're never really happy in their retirement. So, what could people do to be more happy in retirement?
Yeah, well, you know what? Every one of your listeners has people right now in their book of business who are not fully enjoying their retirements. And you've all got people like this. These are people in their 60s and 70s. They got plenty of money. Many of them don't even touch it. Now, when I was an advisor, I used to bust my clients. I'd say, wait a minute now. You told me when you retired, you're going to join the country club. You're going to buy a new boat. You're going to go on a cruise. You're going to see the world. Have you done that yet? You know what these people say? No, we haven't done that yet. You know why? Because just in case. Interest rates are so low. You know, the market's been so volatile. Bitcoin crashed. They're living what I call a just-in-case retirement. And here's what it looks like. They don't touch their money, and they don't touch their money, and they don't touch their money. Then they die. What happens to money? Goes to kids. What do the kids do with it? Oh, they join the country club. They buy a new boat. They go on a cruise, and they see the world. Look, these people are living a just-in-case retirement. What I tell them, I don't want you to live a just-in-case retirement. I want you to join the country club. I want you to see the world. And you're going to do that by turning some of your assets into guaranteed paychecks and playchecks. Because the happiest people in retirement are people with guaranteed paychecks and playchecks. Think about it. Who are the happiest people in your book of business? It's your firefighters. It's your retired teachers, your retired policemen, retirement government workers, military. It's people with pensions. See, study after study after study shown people with pensions are much happier in retirement than people who don't have a pension. Happiness in retirement, Bill, is tied almost 100% to guaranteed lifetime income, not assets. Think about it. Who are the most miserable people you know? They're loaded. They got assets out the wazoo, but they're losing money in oil. They're losing money in gas. They're losing money in Bitcoin. They're losing money in Ford. These people are miserable. Assets make people miserable. Guaranteed lifetime income makes people happy. Show people how to be happy. Take a portion of their savings or their assets and turn those into guaranteed lifetime income through guaranteed lifetime income annuities, and your clients will be happier. And now, Bill, the research shows they're going to live longer as well. The Wall Street Journal headline said, the secret to a happier retirement is friends, neighbors, and a fixed annuity. Time Magazine, lifetime income stream, key to retirement happiness. And now the research shows not only are they going to be happy, but they're going to live longer as well. There's a new white paper out that shows the average person who owns an annuity is going to live about 3.5 years longer than the person who doesn't. So again, this is all based in math and science. These aren't my opinions. But I think if we would talk to our clients about guaranteed lifetime income, Bill, they're going to be happier and they're likely going to live longer as well.
Oh, Tom, that is fantastic. And you know what comes through loud and clear for me? You know, there's a lot of people that have some stigma about an annuity, but what you're talking about is really more the psychology. We're talking about, hey, I want you to be happy. Now, in order to be happy, you don't want to keep all your money locked up in assets and have this just-in-case retirement. We want to convert some of those assets into a guaranteed monthly income. And just the psychology of that rings so true that I guarantee every single person an advisor's talking to will sit up and listen and recognize the wisdom in that comment.
Yep. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, Tom, thank you so much. If somebody wants your help, what do they do?
Yeah, I'm easy to find, TomHegna.com. And just a tip, I have a free webinar right now. It's at TomHegna.com/webinar. And I share with you powerful words, language, questions, and stories to help have that retirement conversation, life insurance conversation.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bill.
For our top agent interview, I'm so excited to have Isaias Ruiz with us today. Now, Isaias is a new State Farm agent. He's been in business for just 1 year. He had no prior insurance background. but he's made incredible progress in just his first year. He's already qualified for ambassador travel. He's in the top 100 new agents, and he finished the year with 97 issued life apps. So Isaias credits a lot of success to attending Steve Wilmer's boot camps. So Isaias, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bill.
Now, start off and tell us a little bit about you and your agency.
Yeah, well, I opened my agency. I took over an existing office January 1st, 2019. So we just celebrated our one-year anniversary. Before I opened my agency, I was working as a small business consultant with ADP. They do payroll and HR sales for small businesses. And I did that for about 6 years. And the year before I opened up, I actually was a digital marketing consultant for a company called FindLaw, which helped attorneys and law firms with their digital marketing aspect. So really coming into this, had no idea, you know, how to sell insurance, never sold life insurance in my life. And but I just knew it was something I wanted to do, and ended up really becoming very passionate about it. And it's been a fun year. It's been a great year so far.
Well, congratulations on what you achieved. So tell us a little bit about before and after. I remember you saying that you had some rate increases and you were losing customers and the conversation you were using previously wasn't working. And then you discovered your world and everything changed. So just tell us a little bit about that. How'd you discover it and what happened and how'd you implement?
Yeah. So my first month, we, you know, didn't really sell any life insurance. I had two policies. One was for my daughter and the other one was for my aunt who already needed life insurance. So, you know, coming in, I knew, you know, life insurance was a big aspect of how we get paid and, you know, making sure that I make my contract. I needed to, you know, hit a certain number of life policies. So, you know, had a great conversation with a couple agents here in my area. They ended up bringing Steve Wilmer into town for a life boot camp. So we went to the boot camp. I want to say it was the end of February. So that's initially when I got introduced to the Your World. I got the War Room binder. I got the app that I was paying monthly for. And it was, you know, one of those things where it's funny. I listen to your, you know, the interviews all the time. And I always hear agents say, I had it sitting there for a couple months before they implemented it. And it was kind of the same thing for me. I had it sitting there and I was trying to perfect it and trying to get good at it before I started implementing it with my customers. And in April, we had a class plan rate change in California, which in my book of business, we saw quite a few rate increases. So, you know, I took over the book of business officially in February. The rate change happened in April. So I'm sure as you guys are aware, whoever's taking over a book, I started getting customers saying, well, you know, ever since you came, my rate went up and I'm trying to put out so many fires, having these conversations with customers. And I really wasn't really seeing much success. And then one day I had, and this was like mid-May, I had a customer come in really upset. It was the second rate increase that he had within the last like 6 months. Comes in with this bill and says, Isaias, this is your last chance to save me as a customer. You guys keep raising my price. I need you to do something about it. So out of desperation, I had the little plaque sitting on my desk that had the opening statement, the closing statement, and you know, the template of the Your World. I said, what the heck, you know, what do I got to lose? Let me just try it out here. So I completely butchered it, just like everybody else says, and, you know, forgot to throw in the longevity risk and just completely was all out of whack. But at the end of the conversation, the guy ended up asking me, how much is that umbrella policy? So from that day forward, I was a firm believer. I mean, I don't think we ended up selling the umbrella, but we increased his liability limits. I kept him as a customer. And he said, in his words, he said, why didn't you do this from the beginning? Now I understand why I'm paying for an agent. And that's when I was just completely sold. I started implementing it with my team. I said, moving forward, this is what we're doing. So mid-June is when we started really implementing it. It was a game changer. It's really helped our office, you know, with life, with health, with retention, with just customer meetings. Now we have a structure behind it. And, you know, I'm excited for rate increases now versus before I was like, oh man, here we go. You know, I'm gonna spend 2 hours with this customer and they're going to end up canceling anyway. So, really, that's when we really started implementing it. Now it's just getting my team to really master it and learn it.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. And I love that comment. Why didn't you do this from the beginning? Now yeah. I understand why I have an agent. And you're not the first person who's mentioned that before. So I'm thrilled to hear that for you. So dive a little bit deeper into the conversation and how you taught it and that sort of thing. Maybe you could start with some of the numbers. How many Your World conversations do you guys do per week and per month? And who does them within your agency? You and some of your team members? Give us a little insight into the mechanics.
Yeah. So in the beginning, it was really just me. I had my team just scheduling as many appointments as they could. I remember our onboarding call. I mentioned I was going to try to do 2 to 3 per day, and you mentioned, "Hey, look, that's a great number to strive for, but it's going to be pretty tough." And it was very challenging to try to do that many. So I would say I was doing about one a day, and I have 3 team members, 2 full. There were at the time it was 2 full-time team members and 1 part-time team member, and I just had them scheduling me appointments from the customers that they would bring on to the existing book of business, and I was running the Your World conversations with the customers. So during that time, I was trying to hold trainings once a week. Had to kind of break it down because it was a lot for a brand new team member who's never had insurance experience either. I had another team member who I kept who has had previous experience but never, you know, sold life insurance. Never. It was just kind of P&C is all they focused on. And then the part-timer was just a service, never did sales. So it was really a challenge to try to get them to understand, but it helped me because I was never a team member, so I didn't know how these trainings would look like or what would I talk about every week and how do I keep them motivated. And using the Risk Advisor app was a huge help for me because it helped me break it down. And the way Steve broke it down in 3 parts in the app, and every time I listened to the agent interviews, I would listen to the full, the team member interviews and what they talked about. So I just kind of picked, a little bit from every interview and just started implementing that in my office. And I know that, with that, we just broke it down by week and we started talking about each risk. 1 week we'd talk about the health risk and how to talk about it and how to explain it, and how to bring it up in the conversation. Then we'd talk about, the life risk and the disability risk. And we just kept going, week by week. And eventually I have now, 2 team members that have that conversation now. And, we're still working on one more, and, it's been a huge help for me to be able to run my trainings.
That is fantastic. I'm thrilled to hear about the training and way to go and way to lean on the app. And I'm sure you use the Resource Center on your computer that, it's got all the same training videos. So I'm thrilled to hear you're leaning on that. Now, what would you say your numbers are? If you're doing, 1 Your World a day and your team members are doing some Your Worlds, how many Your Worlds do you think the agency does per week?
Per week, I would say, our goal obviously is for each one of us to do one a day, but, with things, getting in the way and customers not showing up for some of the Your Worlds, I would say we do about 3 to 5 a week. I wish we could be doing more, and that's my goal is this year to really focus on getting more appointments in, because just with those, 3 to 5 a week, we had a pretty good year. So I know that if we can get more appointments in, and have my team feeling comfortable with these conversations, the sky's the limit on what we can do.
Yeah. So I'm thrilled to hear that you're having the success you're having with just 3 to 5 per week. And it's funny you talk about the onboarding call. A lot of agents, when I'm doing the onboarding, they're so excited about Your World and they want to do like 2 or 3 a day. And I say, all right, well, let's try to set a reasonable goal. And so I'm just, you think about 50 weeks in the year. If you guys do 3 Your Worlds per week, that means that's 150 per year. If you do 5 per week, that's 250 Your Worlds per year. So that's a lot just at that level. So way to go. Tell us a little bit about the app. And I'm thrilled to hear you mentioned you use it religiously. Tell us about that. How do you personally use the app? How does your team use the app and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I love the app. I'm waiting for the first to come around so I can listen to the new top agent interview and the team member interview. I send the password to my team as soon as I get it in, so that way they can listen to that. Really, that's the biggest aspect that I would say that we still continue to use quite a bit. And really just not just so much for the training purpose, but the motivating part about it is, you know, hearing the team members who are saying, I wish I would have implemented this sooner, you know, just dive in, you know, and it, you feel connected in a way, you can relate to them, you know, like I had this since February. I didn't implement it till mid May, probably June, cause I was trying to perfect it. I was trying to get good at it. And, you know, same thing happened. I just, out of desperation, jumped right into it, butchered it. And now when I do it with new customers or with a new team member, you know, or even the team members that are working on it now, they keep telling me like, man, I wish I could say it the way you did, but it's not, it's like what Steve says, it's just with practice and repetition. I've listened to that training over and over and over just to make sure, as a reminder, the little word tracks that he uses and the tone of how he says certain things. So that's really what's helped me out quite a bit. The team loves it because they can always go back in there and re-listen to the conversation. The template that you guys have on the actual website, I have a team member who kind of struggles a little bit with drawing it out. So, you know, we've printed out that template so they can use that. But the biggest thing that I like about it is the agent interviews and the team member interviews. Cause like I said, coming external, month one, month two, like, whoa, you know, like, how do I get a grip of things? So hearing other agents talk about how they've, you know, trained their team or what they do and how they have the conversations really, really helps. Because that's, you know, it's what we're all trying to figure out. We're all trying to figure out how to be successful with this agency. So, the app is great.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for sharing that. Let me ask you a couple of last quick little questions. One is, I know there's other agents out there who are struggling, and they're struggling to make their numbers and, you know, sell the financial services and really max out their bonus and travel and that sort of thing. What advice would you give other agents that want to do what you did? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I would say to reach out to, you know, other successful agents and listen to these agents that you're talking to and interviewing, because, you know, they've been successful. So get those ideas and really just implement the processes. For me, you know, having the leadership experience, you know, I was able to come in and really, you know, help motivate my team. I've done that in the past, and I knew how to motivate a team, but I had no idea how to sell insurance. So in the beginning, I was talking about general liabilities and bodily injury. And, you know, with Steve, you know, it's, you got to tell a story. And even with the CD that you sent in the box, like, you talk about the plane, where you landed on a field, and you painted that picture in my head. And that's what I learned. And now I got to teach my team to don't sell the policy, you know, give an example of what the policy does to help customers understand it. Because even us as licensed individuals can sometimes not fully understand something. So whenever we are talking to a customer, you know, it's even less that they understand. So having that structure and using the resources that you guys even offer, I mean, it's something that you got to do. You have the tools there. You just got to utilize them. So if I can give the advice, is don't wait. Right. You know, if I can only imagine, we missed, you know, our SVP by about 3 life apps and I think 6 health apps. And if I keep, you know, kicking myself, because I'm like, if we would have implemented this back in February when I learned it, you know, there's no doubt that we would have hit that goal. So, you know, don't wait like I did.
Yeah. Well, thanks. And I love your comment. I wrote that down. Don't sell the policy. Give an example of what the policy does. And I think that's really well said. And for me, you know, these stories, it's almost like an unfair advantage. You know, it's such a powerful way to communicate, and the customer suddenly can understand. And so the light bulb goes off and they remember it. And so they're just so powerful. So I'm thrilled to hear that's working for you. Here's my last question. And that is there anything that I did not ask you that you'd like to share with our mastermind members?
The introduction referral sheet works. That has been our business this year. With year end here, we finished up. I ran my numbers and my marketing source. 57% of our business this last year came from referrals, and that is something that my team is completely sold on it. That you got to pull that little card out and you got to get some introductions. And it's a really easy trick that you guys, I wouldn't even say it's a trick. It's just a word track of, was this educational? Did you find this informative? Was it helpful? Yes. They all say yes. They all say thank you. All right, I'm going to go make a copy of this for you. I'll be right back. This truly is a favorite part of my job. If there's anybody that you know that would benefit from this conversation, give me, a name or two with a name and phone number, and then just leave the room. And it works every time. So, just use the word tracks they give you, and it helps, because that's where we've gotten the majority of our business.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. It's just music to my ears. And, I was just talking with another agent that was saying that, the internet leads are so painful. They're expensive and they close at a very small percentage and the retention is very, very low. So they're expensive. It's an expensive way to acquire a client. It's really just a price shopper that's going to leave you quickly. And if you think about a referral, it's the exact opposite. This is a customer who came in. That means they want a relationship, and now they're going to give you a referral to other people that probably would like to have a relationship with a risk advisor. So I just think it's such a healthy way to grow an agency. So I'm thrilled to hear that that's working well for you. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So Isaias, I want to wrap up by just saying thank you. This has been fantastic. I really appreciate you sharing so openly and candidly. And if I can ever return the favor to you, I hope you'll let me be of help to you in any way possible. So thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Bill.
All right. Hey, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
This program is sponsored by Agent's Choice.
So guys, when I was a team member, I would write the auto policy. I would be so excited that I made a sale that I was going to hit my numbers. And then later, when it went through underwriting, sometimes it would be declined. We've all had declines. And I knew that most likely I probably had lost that sale and I was never going to see the customer again until now. I'm telling you that Agent's Choice is the answer. So think about this. You ever had a customer be declined? You ever had a customer ask about an SR22 or insuring a vacant home? Any other high-risk situation like that? Agent's Choice is a referral-based independent agency, and it's designed to help you turn today's declines into tomorrow's customers. Come on, guys. We've got to start playing the long game. We can't be short-sighted. Think about this. Agent's Choice, they don't cross-sell. They build a long-term relationship with you and a short-term relationship with your referrals. And then they send them right back to you. So, to learn more about the referral program and how Agent's Choice can benefit your agency, give them a call, 1-800-935-7332, or you can visit them on the web at agentschoice.com. Tell them Steve sent you.
As we wrap up, I want to thank you for joining us on this edition of your Agency Ideas and Inspiration Digital Magazine. Now, if you have not had an onboarding call, I encourage you to set this up immediately. This call is a chance for us to learn more about your agency, your goals, and your biggest challenges. Once we understand that, we're going to share several ideas with you that'll help you overcome some of your biggest challenges and achieve your goals. To set this call up, just email lindsay@riskadvisorinstitute.com, and that's LINDSAY, or you can call 704-612-0122. She's extension 3.
And guys, I want to remind everyone that I would be more than happy to come to your city and do a Risk Advisor boot camp for free for you and your staff. And so if you're interested in having a free boot camp in your city, let me know. My cell phone, 850-292-6729, or you can send me an email. I'm steve@riskadvisorinstitute.com. And by the way, guys, I have already done 21 free boot camps so far this year.
So on behalf of the Risk Advisor Mastermind Group, I'm Bill Whitman.
And I am Steve Wilmer.
Now, thank you for joining us on this edition. We look forward to sharing more agency growth ideas and insights next month.
See you then.
Agency Growth Ideas and Insights is a production of the Risk Advisor Institute. Executive producer and writer of this program is me, Bill Whitley. Special thanks to Steve Wilmer for his content expertise. Our audio engineer is Wade Starnes of GAT3 Studios. Music and scoring assistance also by Wade Starnes.